Now will you listen to verse 2? He says, my goodness, speaking of God, that he's my goodness, and if you and I have any righteousness, it's Christ, and my fortress, he's my protector, my high tower, my deliverer. And friends, it's good to know that we have the arsenal of atom bombs. But I want to also make sure that God's my protector and that he's still my fortress and my high tower and my deliverer and my shield. And he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Now it's David speaking. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Why take note of a little man? Man's not, very frankly, he doesn't amount to very much. Man is like the vanity. And that word actually means here, man's nothing. And without God, man is nothing. Life is purposeless today without God. A man came to me when I was pastor in Nashville. I was sitting in my study, and he just walked in. And he had an old rusty gun. It looked like a .45 to me. And he said to me, he says, if you can't give me some reason why I shouldn't kill myself, I'm going to kill myself. And I said, well, you sure put me on a spot because I can't think of any reason why you shouldn't. But I want to say this to you. You're not going to solve your problems by taking your life. All you're doing is you're going to remove your problems to a place where you can't get a solution because you will have fixed your eternal destiny. But I said, here and now, you can make a decision for God and add a little purpose to your life. And you won't be in such a big hurry to get out of this life. But you will know that when you do, you're going into the presence of the living God. May I say to you that life is quite empty. I have a clip in here of a man, I suppose he was a Swedish man, and he was the inheritor of a fortune that is said to be the largest fortune in the world, $5 billion. I don't know how much that is, but it's a whole lot of money. And that man took his life. Well, $5 billion didn't keep him here, and he found out life is rather purposeless. And friends, without Jesus Christ, without God, man's like vanity, emptiness, just no purpose at all. Now listen to him as he pleads with God, verse 5. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. This is a great verse. Here we have a statement that Isaiah confirmed in Isaiah 64. He says, oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Call for God to break in into human events. God to intrude again into human history. And he's going to do that someday. I don't want to take a fanatical position and say he's going to do it tomorrow or even this century. I don't know. But the fact is that he is going to intrude again into human history. Now he says, verse 6, cast forth lightning and scatter them, shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Now when he comes again, he's coming in judgment. There's nothing wrong with this. The whole tenor of Scripture, including the New Testament, is that he's coming in judgment, and we have no more vivid and dramatic picture than you have in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, when John says he saw a door open in heaven and one on a white horse coming forth. He's coming forth conquering and to conquer, my friend. Now that is the picture that the Word of God presents. Maybe you don't like it, but it's in the Word of God. Now at that time he says, I'll sing a new song unto thee, O God. And that is the day, and the only day they'll be able to.